Well, counting sheep, losing sleep, ever woken up from a crazy dream and wondered what it all meant? Or what about waking up from a nightmare and struggling to grasp onto remembering all the details? Today, we have Jane Teresa Anderson, a dream analyst of over 30 years and a graduate in science and neurophysiology, to help give us a deeper insight into dreams and what they all mean. Jane Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Victor.
So what first sparked your interest in the interpretation of dreams?
I think my own dreams as a child, you know, I had very vivid dreams, as we all do as children, but mine really captured my imagination. And so that interest has always been with me. And gradually as I grew up, I wanted to know more and more about it. And it eventually led to actually getting together a few hundred people to fill in questionnaires for me and do surveys and do experiments before sleep and after sleep and write down their waking life experiences and write down their dreams. And that formed the basis of my research, which is where it all started for me.
Mm. And the only one I'm really aware of is sort of Sigmund Freud's dream theory, but there are many theories surrounding dream analysis and their connection to our lives. What do our dreams tell us?
Well, the results of my research really showed that when we go to sleep at night, or during the day, or any time really, but when we sleep, our dreaming brain or our dreaming mind is basically processing the last 1 to 2 days of all our conscious and unconscious experiences, trying to make sense of the world. So it's a little bit like updating your software. And so the thing is that when you look at your dreams, they don't look like the last couple of days. They look totally bizarre and weird. And that's because the parts of your brain that are more editing and more logical are actually quite turned off while you're asleep, and it's left to the rest of your brain, which is more intuitive and holistic and paints a big picture rather than individual details. That part of your brain actually comes up with a picture of the dream. But once you know how to break that down and look into it, what you get to see is a picture of the way that your brain or your mind is processing your life. And that can tell you a lot about why you experience life in the way that you do and how to change that.
Well, just on the how, obviously dreams are a very personal experience, and I don't know about you, but I haven't figured out a way to get into someone else's head. How do you go about studying other people's dreams?
Well, in my case, of course, I based it on the research and developing my own theories and then working with people for, you know, 20 or 30 years. I've written had a number of books published by major publishing houses which are available for people to learn the techniques from. But I also have an online learning platform where I teach people through video-led courses how to interpret their own dreams and other people's dreams using the methods that I use. So that's one of many ways that people can do it. The thing not to do, which a lot of people do, but the thing not to do is to go and buy a dream dictionary, because you can't really say that one symbol means the same for everyone. Everyone's dreams are unique and different, and you need tools and techniques to find out what, you know, the cat in your dream means as opposed to the cat in my dream, for example.
And in your podcast, you help guests to build the tools to interpret their dreams with real-life examples of their dreams. What's your process when it comes to interpretation?
So in The Dream Show, which is my podcast series, of course, some of the shows, it's me talking about tools and techniques, but most of the shows we have a guest, and I don't know anything about the dream that the guest is going to bring to the show until we hit the record button. So what people learn from listening to that is they learn everything from the beginning of here's the dream to how I respond, what questions I might ask, what tools and techniques I might use to help the person understand their dream. Then they hear the guest relate that to their life, and then they hear the insight that they get from that and how that's going to affect their life going forward. So there's that absorption. I use a broad sweep of different techniques depending on the dream. But one simple tool, for example, that you can use is if you can stand a long way back from your dream and see it more as an analogy or as a metaphor for something that's going on in your life. So, for example, if you have a dream where you're running and running and running from something that's chasing you, you might wake up and say, now, where in my life am I running away from something that I don't want to face? And that translating the dream into a very simple and vague kind of analogy or metaphor gives you a starting point for relating to the area of your life that that dream is trying to process and problem solve.
Now, there are so many questions that I could ask you. But why do some people experience recurring dreams, and what might that be that our brains are trying to tell us with such dreams?
Well, in an ideal world, because our brains and our minds are processing the last couple of days, in an ideal world, we process the last couple of days and kind of wake up in the morning with a better perspective on life. You know, all the things that you've learned in the last couple of days add up to give you a better picture of what life's about and you move forward. But that's in an ideal world. You know, it's more normal for our dreams and our dreaming brain and mind to process the last couple of days and then come to the conclusion of, well, you know, maybe I don't actually know where we're going with this, or maybe I'm not, even though yesterday's experiences were different from when I was a child, I'm going to go with the beliefs that I built when I was a child. So this is what happens when we tend to have recurring issues in our lives that we can't resolve. You know, we tend to face the same problem or the same challenge and not really find a solution for it. And while in an ideal world, our dreaming brain would find that solution, sometimes it doesn't, and that's when you get a recurring dream. So the beauty about a recurring dream is every time you have this dream, the same recurring dream, you know that it's processing the last couple of days. So every time you have the dream, look back over the last couple of days. What was happening for me then? Oh, there's the dream again. What was happening for me in the last couple of days? Better still, what was happening for me the very first time I ever had this dream? Because that is helping you to pinpoint the waking life issue that the dream is trying to resolve. Now, most recurring dreams are not happy. Some of them are, but most of them are of the kind of unresolved ending kind of dream. You know, I was trying to get to the plane, but I couldn't get there. Or, you know, I was trying to do this, but I couldn't do it. So once again, you know, look at that as a metaphor. Where in my life am I trying to get somewhere, but I'm not quite doing it? And then when you actually look at all the tiny details of the dream and use the different tools and techniques, you can actually get in to find out what it is about your mindset and your unconscious mind that is standing in the way of you resolving these issues.
Well, it's a very interesting field and something that I think we can all very easily relate to. Jane Teresa, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you, Victor. It's a pleasure.
That was dream analyst Jane Teresa Anderson, opening our eyes to the land of dreams. For more information, you can head to janetereza.com. Thank you, Jane Teresa. And also you can check out her podcast.